Well, a leading religious figure has been assassinated by gunmen in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Imam of Ruqayya Mosque, Sheikh Abbas al-Laham, was assassinated on Sunday. Several other religious figures have been killed in the country in recent months. The latest assassination comes a day after the head of the UN supervision mission, Major General Robert Mood, described the situation in Syria as calm. Also on Sunday, a convoy of UN observers came under fire in Homs province. This is the third such attack targeting the observers since their arrival in Syria. Meanwhile, a huge crowd has attended the funeral of a Christian woman killed in Thursday's twin blasts in the capital. 30-year-old Dima Farah was on her way to work when the explosions took place. Well, joining us now from studios in Washington is Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif. He's the president of the Society for International Reforms and Research. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Wasif. Now, despite the ongoing terrorist attacks in the country, the head of the UN supervision mission described the situation in Syria as calm. What does this say for the mission as a whole?
Well, The purpose of the mission, I think, has been fulfilled. The mission has observed that it's a plain, simple case of terrorism from the opposition forces there backed by Israel and Saudi Arabia. It's so simple. There have been bombings, there have been kidnappings, there have been other acts of terrorism under international law. These are simple, plain cases of terrorism and nothing else. So I think the UN Security Council, as well as the UN Human Rights Council and other international bodies should take cognizance of this and should come up with a resolution against the terrorists working against stable Syrian government in Damascus.
Right. Now, what do these armed groups hope to achieve from these terrorist attacks, which is claiming innocent lives? Clearly, they're not gaining any popularity amongst the general population now, are they?
Of course not. How could they gain popularity when they do not belong to the masses, when they have nothing to do with the majority of the Syrian people who are peace-loving people? The problem with these groups, militant and armed groups, are they have a pseudo-backing in terms of political and legal and financial backing. They are being backed and supported by, and in some cases trained by, Western military and spy agencies and organizations. So, for instance, they are being supported by Saudi Arabia especially, and, of course, by Israel and other Western countries there. They, all together, they want to kill two birds with one stone. That is, they want to instigate an uprising in Lebanon, especially in northern Lebanon, as well as in Syria. So they are trying to destabilize the entire region, which would go in favor of Israel and the United States because of the instability, it will give a rationale for the U.S. forces to be there, present in the Persian Gulf region, as well as in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain. And, of course, another lame excuse would be provided for NATO forces to intervene in Damascus on the pretext of instability and political killings, which, of course, is not the case. The case is simply a terrorism case based on the terrorist activities by the so-called opposition forces backed by MI6, Israel, the United States, and Saudi intelligence.
Right, now that we have established that Syria has indeed become a hotbed for violence, where do things go from here now? What is the end game here if the West continues to turn a blind eye and perhaps even back the atrocities being committed?
Well, the end game is not near. It's not going to be concluded so easily. This is a long-term planning by the Western world to destabilize the entire region. This is a matter of oil. This is a matter of creating political instability in the region to show Iran, the superpower in that region, as the sole culprit there. This is to malign the Iranian Iranian face there, which is basically supported by the masses in that region. The Arab masses support the Iranian regime there, the Iranian revolution there. The Iranian revolution has roots in the Arab masses, amongst the Arab masses. This is one of the reasons to destabilize that root support from the region. One, to destabilize Lebanon in favor of Israel. Two, to destabilize Syria, which of course supports Hezbollah and Iran, and of course is against any kind of Western interference and intervention in that region. So this is totally a matter of the regional politics versus international politics in favor of the Western world or in favor of the pure Arab Muslim world. This is basically a war between the peace-loving Arabs and the warmongering Arabs aligned with the Western world. So simple.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif, the president of Society for International Reforms and Research, joining us there from studios in Washington. Dr. Wasif, it was always a pleasure having you here on Press TV.